Hi, and welcome to Connectabytes for May 18th. It's a Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. You might be hearing this just at the beginning of your Friday, or possibly it's Saturday. I don't know how all the different time differences work. But we're going to talk to you about the news. I'm your host for this segment, Neil Ronahan. And with me is our news editor, Patrick Barnett.
Hello, everyone.
And to get started, we're just going to dive right into the Nintendo downloads, which for the first time in a while is kind of promising for 3DS. And, you know, the complete opposite on Wii, as there are no Wii downloads at all. I think we're getting to a point where that might become the norm, unfortunately. I hope we have a few good Wii weeks left. I think Retro City Rampage is still a thing on WiiWare, and hopefully there'll be a few more Virtual Console games trickling in. But we'll see, I guess. But the Nintendo downloads for this week, the highlight, I definitely have to say for both of us, Patrick and I both got this game. It's Kirby's Block Ball, a Game Boy game that came out in, I believe, 1996, and it is $2.99 on the eShop. It's already out in Europe and Japan. It's been out in both places for a number of months. But, I mean, I've only played a little bit of this, but I think you played more of it than I did.
I only went through the first two worlds so far.
Okay, so. Yeah, I'm halfway through the first world. But it's basically, yeah. it's a Kirby-inspired breakout game. And it seems to have some pretty rad music and just, you know, fun Kirby-inspired breakout gameplay.
Now, I mentioned this to you earlier off Skype, how this is probably the best breakout game I've ever played, like a version of it.
Have you ever played Alpha Bounce?
I have not.
It's this DSiWare game that's like a breakout RPG.
That sounds
actually
interesting.
Really, really cool. And when I was playing this game, that's kind of what came to mind as, like, I think the only other comparable breakout game is Alpha Bounce.
I'm just so used to standard breakout games where you just knock the balls, and this is the first one where there's actually some radically different stuff going on. Like, I got to the boss fight of World 2, and you're actually using flippers or pads, whatever you want to call them, on all four sides.
Oh, cool.
Which, I don't know. I thought that was really interesting and a different way to approach the game.
Yeah, and I'm not sure exactly. What does it look like? There's like eight worlds, maybe six or something. I don't remember the main screen.
It's a decent number.
Yeah, I mean, I know some people have already kind of raved about this, and I'm definitely pretty excited to dive more into it. It's great to have Game Boy games to play again. I love the Virtual Console Game Boy games on the 3DS. I can't really be that excited for NES games. I've played a lot already, and Game Gear games that kind of secretly suck. Although Shinobi wasn't that bad. But the other downloads this week, we got Chronicles of Vampires The Awakening for DSiWare. It's either 500 points on your DSi or $4.99 on the eShop. This is a sequel to a game that came out in 2011. I literally know nothing else about this, and I don't really think that's too bad to not know much about this. But it's coming out. It's out today, and I believe we will have a review code of it, so that means we will be having someone review this game, so you'll be able to find out if it's a diamond in the rough or it's as forgettable as it is compared to the other two games or downloads here. The last download is Rayman Origins, a demo, which, you know, it's three levels from the game that wowed everybody back on Wii, 360, and PS3 last November, came out on Vita at the system's launch in February, and was mysteriously delayed from March to June on 3DS. However, a press release from Ubisoft kind of brought about this really interesting idea, because the release date for this game is now confirmed in North America to be June 5th, 2012, which, if you're keeping score at home, is the same day as Nintendo's E3 press conference. And in Ubisoft's press release, the last line says something along the lines of, you know, this game will be available on June 5th, 2012 at retail and, at retail stores and download. And I know, or retail stores and online, that's what it said. So that could mean, like, online retailers, maybe. You know, could just be referring to Amazon, or it could be referring to that Rayman Origins is going to come out as a full game on eShop during Nintendo's press conference, which I think is going to happen.
The fact that it's that day, it seems like it's more than a coincidence, but it could just be a coincidence as well.
I'll be completely honest. Only stupid people release new games that are like Rayman Origins that, in all honesty, appeal to, you know, the people that would pay attention to E3. Like, I think, like, past E3 weeks, you know, you'll see, like, shovelware on Wii come out. And that's okay, because it's not like the people who would play those games are really, like, caring about E3. But Rayman Origins is the kind of game that, yeah, it could appeal to more people. But the people that are going to buy that game and get excited about that game are paying attention to E3. And I think the only reason why it would make any sense to release that on that Tuesday is if at Nintendo's press conference, Reggie's just like, bam, full game downloads available today.
I hope they do that with more than just one game. Like, just looking forward at E3.
Yeah.
Like, I hope there's Rayman Origins.
They definitely will.
And a whole bunch of other stuff. Maybe, did they confirm an Order Up release date yet?
No, actually they didn't.
Because that could happen as well.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I know the Order Up demo is coming out on May 24th. Yeah, next Thursday it's coming out.
So maybe that is another possibility.
And I know another game that I was thinking of, Rhythm Thief.
Now, that's later in the month, or that's July as well, isn't it?
But I feel like that could be the retail release is coming out then. Like, maybe it'll come out on download on, you know, at Nintendo's press conference, and then maybe it'll be available for download in all the regions. And that's something that I could think is maybe a possibility, because that was another game that, like Rayman Origins, was kind of mysteriously delayed. However, that's also a game from Sega, and with the Crush 3D debacle, we know they have their head firmly placed up their ass.
Very true.
I think this is just making the E3 press conference that much more exciting, because...
Yeah. They might just use it to make the whole week more exciting, like maybe some stuff on that Tuesday, some that Wednesday, and then Thursday, of course, is downloads day already. So,
although I do remember at E3 last week, or last week, yeah, you know, we just said E3 last week, and we're going to have it next month, too. But E3 last year, they didn't have it downloads on Thursday. They kind of had it all on Monday and Tuesday, because that's when the eShop launched, and they also had the Link's Awakening was a surprise edition on the day of the press conference. So I don't think we'd get a regular downloads week during E3. I think it would be out on Tuesday. But yeah, I mean, that's super exciting. And also pretty exciting is that we're going to have another virtual console game on the 3DS next week. So we'll have 2 weeks in a row, and the game next week will be Game & Watch Gallery 2, which is a Game Boy Color game. And while it's not Wario Land, I'm still rather excited for it. I really enjoyed my time with the first Game & Watch Gallery that came out on the virtual console last year. And I'm excited for the second one. I hear it's very good.
It's probably something I'll pick up just for the sake of getting something on the eShop. Unless there's something else that wows me next week, this will probably be the one I pick up.
I mean, they seem to be getting a little transparent, at least, thank God, that they put what's coming out the next week on the eShop the week before. They've done that for the past 2 weeks.
I know on their
website, another DSiWare game. I think it's Snakeyoid or something for DSiWare.
On their Nintendo's website, they have the next couple weeks of DSiWare lined up.
Okay.
The week after is 99 Seconds, and then after that is Cat Frenzy.
Yeah, and then I think that takes us up to E3.
Yes.
So that's probably... I would be shocked if we see anything on June 7th listed up there. I think Rayman Origins will be an eShop release on June 5th, and that'll be super cool.
Yeah.
But that's it for the 3DS E3 nonsense that we'll have for this episode. We're going to go to the big shit, the Wii U stuff. First off, Amazon had a possible Wii U launch lineup that apparently has kind of been floating around for a while. I think it was on other retailers. It seems to be pulled from different press releases that Nintendo's had since the Wii U was unveiled. There's some wording that when I put it into Google, literally just came up the E3 2011 Wii U page. So this might be a little out of date, but still, the games on it seem to be pretty legit with a few exceptions. I'll read the list right now. New Super Mario Bros. Me, Darksiders 2, Dirt, Aliens Colonial Marines, Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Online, Metro Last Light, Tekken, Ninja Gaiden 3, Razor's Edge, working title, and Nintendo Mii-based software yet to be confirmed.
Now, some of these you can basically tell they're going to be launch games, like Nintendo Mii-based software. You can just imagine they're going to do
new
some
Super Mario
type
Brothers
of pack-in. Yeah, new Super Mario Brothers.
I think that's pretty much a lock. I think Darksiders 2 is a lock.
Yeah.
I think there's a new Dirt game in the works, maybe Dirt 3 or something, so that's probably happening. Aliens Colonial Marines. I think as long as that doesn't get delayed past what it is now, that'll be out Ghost Recon Online, yes. Metro Last Light has been delayed to 2013.
That's the one that basically kind of proves that this isn't a launch lineup list, an official launch lineup list.
And also, Amazon's website does say this is only a sampling.
Yeah.
So, Ninja Gaiden 3, I think that's pretty much a lock because that game already came out on the other systems. And that Tekken game we haven't heard anything about, but I think if that's not a launch game, it'll be out by early 2013 at the latest.
If this is the launch lineup, it's less than what I actually expected.
Well, I mean, I think it's worth stressing that Amazon even mentions that this is only a sampling.
Yes,
and I think we already know that some of it is factually inaccurate because we know Assassin's Creed 3 is going to be a part of it. We know Pikmin 3 will likely be a part of it. Like, Nintendo will have more than one game.
Yeah. I'm just saying, theoretically, if this was the Wii U launch lineup,
I would be pretty bummed.
Something, I wouldn't be a fan.
Yep.
But you have to remember that the Wii U shop is launching alongside the Wii U.
Yeah.
So, and there's a ton of stuff confirmed to be coming to that.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that crazy Luigi's Mansion 2, like, wrong posting on retailers, maybe that has something to do with Luigi's Mansion on GameCube Virtual Console. Probably not. I just started a rumor that I cannot back up. Crap.
But I'll post it.
Yeah. Ubisoft did mention during their financial briefings for the past fiscal year that they will have 7 Wii U games by the end of the year. And I'm not really sure from looking over everything. I can't really tell if they mean end of the year 2012 or end of the year fiscal year, which in that case would be by March 31st, 2013. Either way, it's looking like we're going to have 7 Ubisoft games released between launch and at the latest March 2013. Those 7 games, as far as we can tell, are Assassin's Creed 3, which I think is more or less a lock because that's coming out on October 30th on other systems. Killer Freaks from Outer Space, which is by the Rabbids guys, was shown off at E3 last year. Seems like it's going to be the red steel of this lineup, except for hopefully it'll be good. Actually, it looked very promising from what we saw at E3 last year. You can read our old preview coverage and other news stories from that event for more details. Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Online, which I think that's pretty much a lock. And we know that team is working on that game. I mean, period. They're working on it for PC. And the Wii U version is being worked on as well. That might wind up being free to play, which could be pretty interesting. Or at the very least, I think it'll be like a, or at the very most, it'll be like a $10 download. Then we have Avengers Battle for Earth, which I'm going to fuck up his name. It's the Yves Guillemot. I think that's the guy's name, that the president of Ubisoft. He's French, if you couldn't tell. He actually made a comment that Avengers Battle for Earth should be a pretty big seller for the casual market for Wii U, which I think is true.
Especially after that movie.
Yeah, because that movie made a ton of money, and I think people are going to want to play a game of that. And I have a feeling that will probably come out around when the DVD comes out, or at least it'll be close enough that there could be some sort of tie-in.
People will still care.
Yeah.
At that point.
Yep. Rayman Legends, which I guess hasn't been like 100% confirmed.
I feel like
Ubisoft did make a comment that you know, it exists, but that could be a game that might be like March 2013 if the fiscal year thing is correct.
Maybe that seems like it's coming too fast because it was just fall 2011 that Rayman Origins came out.
Remember how much some companies like to annualize games?
Yeah, but I don't know. Rayman just doesn't seem like that type of series, but maybe it will. Maybe it will.
I mean, if they're using a similar engine and they're just making new levels, that might not be that hard to do. And they're adding like periphery stuff, like the social multiplayer stuff, and you know, the added Wii U features. But we'll see. I think that'll be a focus of their E3 presentation, regardless. New Rabbids title, which was kind of talked about at E3 last year. And there was some ratings for a game called Rabbids Rumble. That's probably a thing that exists. Then there's a sports title, which there's apparently some rumors going around that that's been quietly canceled. That was also mentioned at E3 2011. So I think that game doesn't exist anymore. And then the seventh title is an Entering the Just Dance series, which was confirmed to be coming to Wii U at this same financial briefing, which... while I don't really care for Just Dance, I guess it's good for Wii U sales because Just Dance is pretty hot on Wii platforms. Although it is interesting because Ubisoft did note that they expect to see a pretty big drop in sales for the Just Dance series. I'm pretty sure it didn't do too well on Kinect. partially because Dance Central is really good, and Just Dance really isn't good compared to Dance Central.
Not as accurate, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I've played Just Dance, and it really doesn't respond to anything, but it's also the kind of game that, in all honesty, it doesn't have to be responsive. Even the first Dance Central isn't really perfect in that regard. It's just better. But Ubisoft did make the note that they don't really expect it to sell too well, mainly, I guess, probably because the Wii's dying, and that's where they seem to make all their money. But they're expanding into different geographical regions, like their Just Dance Wii 2 game that's coming out in Japan, published by Nintendo, and by bringing it to Wii U, which I think that could be either a holiday release, which I think would be really clutch to have that holiday Just Dance release for Wii U, or maybe this is an early 2013 game, though I doubt it. I think they had to get this out for the holidays.
Yeah, if they want to move units, I'd say holiday.
Yeah, definitely. But that's about it for this Connectabytes News Digest. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have any feedback, feel free to leave it for us in TalkBack. And you can review us on iTunes. You can subscribe to Connectivity on iTunes. And
you can just do a whole bunch of different stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
do it all and we will love you.
If you want to give us some kind of free stuff, we'll accept that. We like hugs. We're friendly people. But yeah, thanks for listening, and we will talk to you guys next week all about the more news that will happen.
See you guys later.
Bye.